Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning, Marshall, everybody. And the only problem that we do see right now, as far as the possibility of showers and thunderstorms, would be Friday night and Saturday. Otherwise, the rest of the forecast from today right through Monday is dry.
Would Friday night be thunderstorms that would build up?
That is correct.
All right.
Chances are, and I'm going to take a look at that right now as we speak, it probably wouldn't be, I'm thinking along the lines, it wouldn't be all that early, because most, if not all, of the activities would be earlier as opposed to later. So I'm looking at, okay, tomorrow's, okay, low night. We're looking at maybe showers and thunderstorms coming in after 10 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh, good, because the fireworks get shut off at 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay, so that could be, yeah, it could be in dangerous territory. That's all I could say there. And Saturday, you know, I'm not jumping out at the chance of widespread showers and thunderstorms, but they'll be around. So if you're going to try to make your outdoor plans, you're going to have to just try to work around the weather and keep an eye to the sky there. But you certainly shouldn't have any problem on Sunday and Monday. We'll be in the middle 80s, and the humidity will be lower. So 2/3 of the holiday weekend offer some really, really nice weather. Today, partly sunny, mid-80s, partly cloudy, low 60s tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy and more humid, low to mid-90s on Friday. There'll be some places that will easily get to 95, 96. And then hazy and humid with showers and a thunderstorm on Saturday, 80 to 85. Sun and clouds, less humid, mid-80s Sunday. And the same for Monday, 4th of July.
All right.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all. It's summertime weather.
And you know what? You know what's not bad either?
What?
The results of my physical yesterday.
So it worked out good, huh?
Thumbs up. I'll tell you the thing I'm most excited about. I know you'll laugh. My doctor goes over all of the blood work, which he always requires that you get the blood work a week before you see him, which is great. Because, as you know, a lot of physicals, you go for your physical, they take the blood there, and then you have to wait a week until they call you back. He likes to discuss it with you. Everything was great, including, get this, my vitamin D.
There you go.
How about that? My total cholesterol, 112.
There you go. You're working it.
Yeah. So real happy about that. And then after he answered all my questions, I had questions about when I got sick a month ago in the ER, and I told him how violent that was. I said, you know, was that a stomach flu or was that food poisoning? He said, as far as the stomach flu, he goes, that has bacteria. He said, that grows and grows and grows. He goes, that doesn't leave in 3 hours. Food poisoning does. He said, so the fact that it was a short duration for you, I'm going to lean toward food poisoning. I said, great. Okay. So he goes, I bought this book for you. And he holds it up. It's a hardcover book, brand new. It's about fossil fuels. He said, now, I've read it. I've read his earlier books. He said, this scientist is right on the mark about what the world has to do to combat climate change. He goes, and you're one of my only patients who are in that field. He said, so I bought you the book. When you have a chance, read it. When you finish, give me a call and let me know what you think. I have never, ever gotten anything from a doctor in my entire life, except yesterday.
Have you started reading it?
I didn't, not yet, no. But I will. I'll bring it up to the lake this weekend, you know, and I will read it, start reading it. It's a pretty thick book. And there's a lot in it. I scan through it. there's a lot of it. I'm sure it's going to make for very interesting reading. So that was that. And then, Marshall, you have an assignment from me.
Uh-oh, what's that?
Since you're going to have a nice long holiday weekend, if you can manage to watch two movies, I'd like you to watch two movies and get your opinion on which one we should try to do next week. One we spoke about before was called The Grand Seduction.
Right.
I don't believe you watched it.
No.
It's about a little harbor off the coast of Nova Scotia, and these people need to have a doctor. There's only like 121 people that live there in this village, and they need to have a doctor, otherwise this company that will put up a big factory and keep all these people working will not go there. So they have to try to figure out a way to get a doctor to live there.
Okay.
It's a feel-good movie. It's called The Grand Seduction. And the other movie is called Never Too Late. Never Too Late. And that is about some Vietnam veterans that are in this sort of nursing home. And they're going to escape and get out of it. It's funny. Also, a feel-good movie. So it's one or the other. That's what we're down to. One of these movies. And if you have a chance to watch it, I'm sure you'll enjoy them. And you'll say, well, Pat, I think this is the one you should do.
But now, it's interesting. The Grand Seduction. That's
right.
That sounds a lot like a movie that Michael Fox was in back in the early 90s called Doc Hollywood.
I remember that.
What, do you remember that movie?
I remember the movie vaguely, but
he was a doctor, but he got a job out in California to work for one of the fanciest surgeons around, and his car breaks down in this town that doesn't have a doctor, that's losing a doctor, and so basically they hoodwink him and they keep him there as long as they can. He falls in love, but then he decides to leave, and when he leaves, he ends up going back. I enjoyed it. It's called Doc Hollywood. You might want to add that to the list and look at it as well, because that's okay. Something you could do with no problems at all.
I'm going to put that down.
Doc Hollywood. So The Grand Seduction and Never Too Late. I've written it down, so I will look for those movies.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a problem. I think both of them are on Amazon.
Okay, I will look for both of them, and I'll watch The Grand Seduction first.
I think you'll enjoy that too. I did watch another movie yesterday because I'm scouting for movies. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Oh, brother, why can't I remember the name of it? Wait a minute, here it is. It was called Get Low. Robert Duvall plays an old man in the movie. And there are, what's her name is in the movie too? Goodness, I can't get her name. There's quite a few well-known people. 2009, Get Low. It's about a gentleman who lives in this log cabin. Nobody really likes him in the town. And he goes to the funeral home and he wants to have a funeral for himself while he's alive, and he wants people to come and tell stories that they know about him, and he's willing to pay a lot of money for the funeral director to set this up. And it goes on and on and on. At the end, when they're about to do this, he's going to back out, but he's going to come back, and we don't really know the whole story, and I don't want to give it away. But he does get up. They hold the funeral outside, and he does get up on the stage, and he talks about his story that he wants to tell all the folk there. I found it to be melancholy, a little on the depressing side. I thought he was great, Robert Duvall, as the actor. He was phenomenal. I thought the whole thing, had a great plot. I just don't think it's an uplifting movie for us. I thought it was a little too depressing, so I dismissed that. But that's something you may want to look at, too. It's called Get Low. It was in 2009.
All right. Did you ever see the movie Secondhand Lions?
Yes.
I watch that movie probably twice a year because it's such a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
It's such a great, it really is just a feel-good movie.
I don't think we'd be able to do that. I think that's a little difficult. What do you think?
Well, you got a lot of animals in it and stuff like that.
That's the problem.
But it would be a movie that if you could somehow get around that, it'd be fun for you to do. But that's the feel-good movies are the ones that, you did Arsenic and Old Lace, and that's a dark feel-good movie. But you did a great job with that. So
yeah.
All right. Well, we've perused our movies, and let's peruse this forecast again because it's a summertime forecast as we head right through Monday.
Mid-80s fair today. Tomorrow, Sunday, to partly cloudy, low to mid-90s. Then hazy, humid, showers and a thunderstorm, 80 to 85 Saturday. But Sunday and Monday will be partly sunny, less humid, and in the mid-80s.
All right, so today I go to the doctor and get my knees drained so they can look at the fluid from my knees.
Oh, okay, so you go today, I went yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to look at the fluid from my knees and see if they can find anything in the fluid. You know, the last time I had the fluid taken out of the knees, it looked like Mountain Dew. It was horrible. It was this yellowish green.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Somehow I expected, no, the doctor said it's normal. Oh. But somehow I expected clear,
Yeah.
And it looked just like Mountain Dew. Like oh, God, I shouldn't have looked. I shouldn't have looked. So I'm not going to look this time either. I'm not going to look, just in case it's a different color.
Good luck.
I tell you. All right, Pat, so we'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on.
We'll have the whole weekend forecast, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.